So I was a receiver operator on shift until, you know, the day of the spacecraft arriving in the vicinity of Mars. That was a pretty exciting time that had been built up with, the expectation that we would be perfect, and we didn't want any hitches, and we, in fact, I've got a letter which I wrote to my mother, which is dated Monday the 19th of July 1965. Uh-huh. I'll skip the personal stuff, but I wrote about the about work. I quote, "Also, I guess you heard about the Mariner on the news. On the day of encounter, they had all the press out at the station and had closed-circuit TV to show them what was going on. It was a muck-up right from the start, with people in a panic everywhere, and this made things ever more difficult than they really were. To start with, there were incorrect predictions. Yeah. And so it took me 8 minutes to find the signal after it had come over the horizon. Not that anything was lost, because the station at Goldstone was tracking at that time. Then later, when the thing went behind Mars, the operations chief here had a long discussion with the mission directors to try and get some better predictions for when it came out from behind Mars. Also, during this time, we all had lunch as best we could. I didn't trust time going to a barbecue, so I took sandwiches. Anyway, about 30 seconds before the signal was due to arrive back on Earth, they gave us a new set of predictions, and then there was a scramble to set up the new figures. As I was tuning the receiver, I heard the signal, and we were the first station to make contact after the encounter. Later on in the afternoon, the operations manager asked the two of us operating the receivers to go and have an interview with the press. Anything that you read in the papers need not necessarily have been said. It certainly is a marvellous achievement the Yanks have done." End of quote.
Well, yeah. It must have been terribly exciting.
It was. Yeah. So that interview ended up perhaps in radio, I wouldn't know, but it interviewed ended up in the press of the Sydney Morning Herald, Friday, July the 16th, 1965. There's a front page of that, which you probably have seen.
Is it the one with
Bob Leslie and Les Whaley in the background, looking at the analog instrumentation systems chart, and then I'm in the picture below that. And it says, the caption says, "Bruce Window of Queensland listens to the first signals being sent back from the spacecraft." Anyway, there's a whole front page of the Sydney Morning Herald allocated to Mariner 4 in Mars puzzle. That was the result of the two of us going off to talk to the press. Now, I did talk to you briefly about when I was tuning that receiver. I sort of heard it, and I looked on, and I think I've mentioned that I recognised that it seemed to be very low signal level in comparison to what it should be, and I assumed that I had locked onto a sideband. And so I retuned the receiver to where I thought the carrier was and locked that on. But in the meantime, Bob Leslie was telling me, no, don't. It's too late, Bob. It's all happened. And I did mention, I think, that the telemetry guys, Rudy Langeveld, had kept his demodulator in lock artificially all that time it was behind Mars. And when I said I had a signal, they threw across to the receiver, and it was all garbage because the receiver was locked on a sideband. So it was just a bit of bad luck. But we were minutes and minutes and minutes ahead of Goldstone in getting this spacecraft after it had gone behind Mars. And what happened, of course, is the uplink was lost when it went behind Mars, so the spacecraft switched to its auxiliary oscillator, which was at a different frequency. That's why we had to look for it with those expected predictions that they gave us, which, you know, were all based on what they thought the temperature might have done and this and that and the other. And I really don't know the detail of how off the predictions it actually was, but it got acquired fairly quickly, and that was all I was concerned about.
Mm. The images of the Martian surface that it took on the way past, they came back fairly slowly, didn't they?
Yeah, they came back at 8 1/3 bits per second.
So that would have taken quite a while.
Yeah, it took weeks.
Did you see those there at TED, or were
what we had was decommutated data about each of the bits, and some of us spent some time trying to compose a picture based on, you know, a 64-bit scale of darkness and where you thought the bit appeared in the picture. Gave it away. It's a hopeless job to do manually. But it took weeks to get that data back at 8 1/3 bits.
Yeah.
And, you know, we tracked Mariner on and on, and I really don't recall what happened, whether it just died or whether it got left to a lesser and lesser tracking period. I know that we were gearing up for Surveyor, which was to be launched in 1966.